Do you have a favorite salad?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me about it.
Well, I love a wedge. I love a wedge salad. My number two would be a spinach salad, but with egg and like a hot dressing. You know how it's like a hot vinaigrette?
I can kind of see where this is going, but I was going to ask, where do you rank on the salad spectrum from leafy salad to creamy salad, otherwise known as a bound salad?
I'm probably more on the leafy side.
Have you ever heard the term bound salad?
No, I have not. A bound salad?
Yeah.
It's bound by like the creamy whatever?
It's bound by creaminess. It's bound by mayonnaise.
It's bound to be pretty tasty to some people. Yep.
Welcome to our computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. He prefers a leafy salad. Do you have a favorite leafy salad memory?
A favorite leafy salad memory. There's not one that immediately.
See, this is the kind of thing. But this could be a great segment. Leafy salad memories, and every episode of the computer radio program, we do leafy salad memories.
A leafy salad salute. Yes. Something that happens in your life that you're like.
A salute to leafy salads.
Yeah.
I think it would be more interesting though. Okay. This is I guess the premise of this week's episode. I wanted to bring up salad because in a recent differentiated promotional business campaign, a particular salad performed very well. If you had to guess, which distinct salad performed best in a recent differentiated promotional campaign, leafy or bound?
Bound.
Why do you say that?
Because
that's like definitive. You are confidently replying.
I'm saying bound because I just think that there's just gonna be a little bit more. You're gonna have some more material to work with as it relates to putting together a good differentiated campaign. You just are, because it's not like individual like ingredients like a leafy salad. It's more about the conglomeration that makes up the salad, and that's what you're gonna be, the experience of the salad.
There's more gravity
in a bound salad.
It demands your attention, doesn't it?
It does.
The bound salad.
Yeah. That's my guess.
Well, the answer is bound. Based on a recent differentiated promotional campaign, the answer is bound.
We've been doing this a long time. I figured I'd probably be right.
Do you think any old bound salad is going to work, or is there a particular bound salad that you think would perform especially well?
Okay, I think there is one. And this is going to be... This is kind of right on the fringe. I'm not even sure because it's really more of a starch, but potato salad.
Why do you say potato salad? Do you have some insider information, or is that truly what you, like, you're just off the top of your head, it's potato salad?
That's my guess.
How come?
Because I feel like when it comes to bound salads, it's the mainstay. It's the one that everyone's going to grab a spoonful of. If you're going through. Now, I'm not talking about like the big chunks, like a German potato salad. No. I'm talking about like the kind your grandma used to make, the mustardy kind of yellowish, you know, tangy potato salad that we've all come to know and love here in the bread basket of the United States.
The bound basket.
The bound basket.
The bound
salad basket of the United States.
The bound salad basket of the United States. I'm going to ask it again because I think it's important. What is it about potato salad that makes people click?
I think it's just because it's so familiar. It's just the thing you've seen and had the most. Whether you wanted to or not. At least in, again, our region.
In the
bound salad basket of the United States.
Yes.
That's what I think. You have yet to even affirm if I was right or not.
Well, one thing we can say for sure, potato salad makes people click. In a recent differentiated promotional business campaign, an ad featuring potato salad, not German potato salad, but this is more kind of like what you were talking about, the creamy yellow potato salad. In image and headline, there was potato salad references, and it outperformed, generating more than double the link clicks and nearly three times the click-through rate.
Wow.
When compared to the other ads in the campaign.
You could say that that salad was bound and determined.
Does that surprise you at all, that it was so high performing? Double the link clicks.
That doesn't surprise me.
Three times the click-through rate.
Yeah. It'd be like if we did a tavern versus Sloppy Joe kind of. Like if we did, we could pick within a category. I think you and I could pick the top performer and we could get double the click-through rate. I think so. That's why I'm not surprised that potato salad, as the king of bound salads, dominated online.
Do you think tavern would perform better than Sloppy Joe? Don't even. Are you serious? Are you kidding me on this? So can we say that there's been kind of a tip that we've shared in this episode of the computer radio program? I think we sort of shared a tip, didn't we?
What?
If you want to get some click-through rate.
Add some potato salad.
Yeah, like bound salad.
Mm-hmm.
Performs.
Yep.
I think it outperforms, definitely outperforms other salads.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for the most impact and you want to do a bound salad ad and you're looking to get the best impact, I think you got to go potato salad.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The four B's in advertising: babes, beagles, buns,
bound salads.